Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super excited that you've joined me on this magical today. And today I want to get into the magic of the sun. Last week, I played a clip from a client in a session who talked about the sun and how the sun is pulling us in our expansion. And so I wanted to get into a little bit more of that today. But before I do, I want to tell a little story. I don't know how many of you have been having really intense or very vivid dreams lately, but I certainly have. I feel like each and every night I go to sleep, I am in another land and I am living another life and it's very real. And when I wake up, it's like, wait, what just happened? I was actually doing something somewhere else. And last night I had an interesting dream where I was at a car dealership, and I have kind of simplistic dreams most of the time. So this one, I was at a car dealership and I was negotiating for a new car. And the way I was negotiating, I was being very contrary. And I was being nice, but I was saying, no, I don't really like that. I would rather have this. And that's not my favorite. And I don't like this about, but I was looking at a certain car. And this car was a car that I have absolutely no interest in whatsoever. And it was this very orangey kind of reddish orange, but more orange and a very glowing orange, kind of tangerine, like a blood orange. That's a good way to call it, a blood orange color. And it was like this boxy kind of car. And I woke up feeling like, well, what was that all about? And throughout the day, I thought about it. And that was about a lot. What my higher self was showing me was, this is how you stand up for yourself. A car dealership is a place where people get taken advantage of very easily. It's like the name of the game. You got to go in there prepared. Otherwise, chances are you're going to get taken advantage of. And I'm someone in my life who I've kind of been that nice girl. You know, I don't like to rock the boat too much, although I will stand up for myself and more likely those around me. At the same time, I can be a pushover in certain ways. And in business ways, especially, and with money, because I feel like, whatever. And it's not really worked out for me in my life when I behave that way. So this dream was showing me, hey, you got to stand up for yourself in these certain ways. You got to look out for yourself and make sure that you're not being taken advantage of. And that color was so significant because that color of reddish orange is colors of power and confidence and colors of being able to just not care about what anyone else thinks because we're standing in our own power, having our own sovereignty, being able to stand in our own confidence, to be able to express ourselves in the way that we need to be able to speak from a place that is speaking from our truth and be able to feel confident enough to do it. And I can say that this is a lesson that I am continually learning to do, to feel like, oh, I don't want to rock that cart and I don't want to upset that person by saying this thing. And really, at the end of the day, why would I be worried about upsetting a car salesman when it's really not going to upset the car salesman at all? This is his job. He deals with this stuff all the time. It's not upsetting. I don't need to worry about that kind of stuff. I don't need to be overly nice. Kindness is huge. Overly nice allows us to get taken advantage of. And so my higher self was saying, hey, pay attention here. And here's what was neat. I wound up today trying for the first time going into one of those float experiences where you get into that sensory deprivation pod and you're floating weightless for about an hour. And this is the first time I tried it and I was really excited. And on my way over there, I can't tell you how many cars I saw that I saw in my dream. Like, it was all around me. At one point, I started taking pictures because I was flanked by these cars, and on the other cars that were around them were all white. And I found that fascinating because it was like, you know, our car is a symbol of how we go through life, how we walk through life, how we journey through our life. Any vehicle, really, would be how we travel through our existence. And so I'm seeing all of this power and confidence around me, and then surrounded by all of the white light. And it was such a beautiful representation. And I drove to this appointment thinking like, really? Wow, this is so cool how the universe just shows up in these simple ways when we're paying attention. And then, of course, I go into the float and then go into all of these other aspects of my beingness, into the remembrance of who I am throughout all of the different lifetimes. And these remembrances that came up were all about standing in my power and how when I did that in those lifetimes, oftentimes it didn't work out so well. And this is a really big point. Many of us here, we have stood up, we've expressed ourselves when it was not okay back in the day, and we have suffered greatly for it. We have either died traumatic deaths, usually we die a traumatic death in some way or another, that makes us feel afraid to express ourselves in a certain way because we don't want to upset the apple cart, and we certainly don't want to get hung or tattered and torn or whatever they did to us back then, all the things they did. And so, of course, many of us come in with this fear. Many of my clients now are being shown these lifetimes to say, hey, look, this is what happened. This is why you feel this way. This is now a different time. You can let that go. That was then. This is now. Now is the time to express yourself. This is why you came into this life, to truly be who you are, to remember who you truly are. And what I think is so beautiful about this time is that the energy is so present for it. All of our astrological planetary alignments are encouraging this transformation of ourselves into who we actually are. We've been kind of veiled or hidden from it or stuffing ourselves from it for so many years due to patterning or conditioning or how we feel about somebody else is going to feel about it. How we feel about how that someone else is going to feel about what we're doing. Yes. We get so tied up in what's mom going to feel? What's dad going to feel? How's my brother going to feel? How's my friend going to feel? How's my husband going to feel? How's my wife going to feel? And none of it matters. What matters is how we feel. And so on this matter of self-expression, this is what the sun is all about. Self-expression. When we look to astrology and we see what the sun actually symbolizes, the sun is us. It is that role we decided to play in this life. It is, who am I in this life? I am the actor in my play. I am the artist painting this beautiful painting of my life. Who is that? And that's what the sun represents. So when we think about the energy of the sun and the sun constantly shining down upon us, encouraging us to be who we are, to shine our light, we need, in order to shine our light, what we first need to do is have our two first centers before the solar plexus center. Because if you think about it, right, the solar plexus is our sun center. It is, that's why it's called our solar plexus, because it is our central sun of ourselves. So in order to have that activated and ready to go, then the ones below it need to have that solid foundation. And so once we get our red going and our orange going, and then our yellow going. And so this is important to understand. I feel it's important to understand these energetic movements because in order to fully express ourselves in the way that we would like to have a balanced root chakra and a balanced sacral chakra, then we want to be able to fully feel empowered in our own selves. And to be able to do that, we have to let go of all of those ideas of what everyone else's opinion is of ourselves, to release those chains, let them go, and feel empowered enough to stand on our own two feet in that remembrance of who we really are, who we came in to be. And this sacral center is going to then give us the confidence and the ability to flow with all of the different changes that life brings us. And when we're able to do these things, we can truly express ourselves. We can be that person that we came in to be. And this is what the universe and the earth and humanity is calling out for all of us to do now. And this has been a consistent message within many of the sessions that I do. All of our higher selves, our collective higher self, because we're all one. So we all have, all of us here, we all have this group collective consciousness that we call our higher self. It's all connected. We all have access to this source that is all us. And this source is telling each and every single one of my clients to be who they came in to be, to let go of those fears because they're not real. That fear is just a lack of love, to allow yourself to fully come in to your own power, to be confident enough to know that you came in to do just that. And if we're not doing just that, then we're not doing what we came in to do. What I find super interesting right now is there is a ton of solar activity. I live in the state of Arizona in the United States. And we just had, I think it was last week, we were able to see here, not where I live, I don't think you had to go a little outside the city, but we were able to see in Arizona, the Aurora Borealis. What? In Arizona, the Aurora Borealis. There are beautiful pictures of the desert with saguaro cactus and the beautiful spring blooms and the Aurora Borealis. The reason why this is happening is because we are having such intense solar flares. And from my understanding, when that happens, what happens is there is a lot more energy that is now within the atmosphere. The particles of energy are more dense. And because we have more density, more particles, then we're able to see those lights in areas that we normally wouldn't see. We'd have to go all the way up towards the pole in order to be able to see those lights. But because of this densifying of energy, we're able to see them. And I find that really fascinating because, as we've been talking about, we are moving into these new energies, these more highly densified energies. And while that might throw you off for a second because we're supposed to be getting lighter, not more dense, we're getting more energetically dense and less physically dense. So think about it like this. When you look at the notes on a musical scale, the low notes, if you look at the waves of frequency that they are emitting, those waves will be further apart. When you look at a high note, those waves will be more close together. And so you have more vibration in a given space on a high note than you will on a low note. You will have less vibration in a given space for a low note. That means it's less dense. The higher the note, the more dense, because it has more of those vibrations, more of those wave patterns within that single space. And so as we evolve, we're going more and more into this energetically dense space. And I find it absolutely fascinating that we can see it. We can see it clearly in our environment. The sun is showing us. I've had many sessions lately where the sun is coming up. actually. If you listen to that recording from last week that I played for my client talking about the sun pulling us into our expansion, I had a client the very next day after I played you all that clip that came in and described the exact same thing using the exact same words. So I encouraged her to go and listen to that recording on the show that I had played so she could hear that she's not the only one saying this, and that she didn't pull it out of thin air. Many people think, oh, I just made that up. That was whatever that was. And no, someone else used the same words, explaining the same process in the same way. And when I get information like this, I know that it is real. I am more and more solid in that belief the more I hear it as well. And then when we see it in our physical environment, it is like, yeah, all right, this is what's happening. And it is so incredibly magical and cool. The sun is pulling us into our expansion. And oftentimes, the higher self will talk about how we need the sun. We need the sunlight, how important it is for us to connect with the sunlight. It's important for us to connect to the earth and to the sun. The sun pulling us in our expansion. When we connect to this light and allow it to shine on us, what that allows us to do is shine our light even brighter. The sun is constantly pouring upon us all of this energy and information, constantly feeding us and nourishing us. When I ask my client about this, about the information that the sun is bringing in, the answer was light. And what other answer could there be? Light information. That's all we need, light information. That light comes into our cells, informs our cells, and that will then bring us forward. That simple, just like the flower that grows towards the sun. This is how we all work as well. On another note, in case you haven't heard this one before, because I just think it's a cool thing to mention, the sun is also a portal. I have many clients who find themselves going through the sun portal and going off into another dimension, other planetary existence. When people go into the sun, it is not hot. They do not feel the heat at all. It's very interesting when we travel in our minds in this way, in these other dimensional places. The sun is not hot. The water is not wet. These portals are energetic. And while one may look like fire and one may look like water, they don't have that physical feel that we would think that they do. They're energy. And this energy is all around us. This magical energy that we can tap into each and every single day and help our own selves in our evolvement so that we can help the whole. And I think that's going to be it for me today, everybody. I'm going to leave you with this song by Dirtwire called Sailing the Solar Flares. Until next time, I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you.